With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, guys, we're going to talk some baseball with our man John Heyman. There is a lot going on today, and John is joining us on a weekly basis, MLB Insider, presented by BetQL. Get access to the data and insight the sportsbooks do not want you to see. Be smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today. It's BetQL.com. Here's some good news for Braves fans, and I want to get John Heyman's opinion on what's going on with our Braves. But Ronald Acuna Jr. underwent surgery yesterday to repair the ACL in his knee. And so, Mike, the procedure went well out there. He had it done in California. So for Braves fans, again, now we can start to, you know, get on the mend and rehab. John, I want to ask you, you know, obviously you lose a star like Acuna in this lineup, but here are the Braves, and Mike and I have talked a lot about this. We're just kind of hanging right now, you know, 3.5, 4 out, 4.5. But we've yet been able to get over that 500 mark, and tonight we start a big series with the Phillies, who also are right there in the mix.
Yeah, next 9 games at Philly and at New York, so that will tell them what they need to do. I think that's fortunate that they're playing the right teams. They should have a good gauge, unless, of course, they go 4-5 or 5-4 of where they stand. You know, in that division, I mean, that's the best news, that nobody has really pulled away in that division.
Right.
And that's why I'm hearing Washington is even aggressive and Philly's aggressive. I mean, Washington, last I saw, has like a 4% or 3% chance to make the playoffs, and they're supposedly out there being aggressive. Obviously, Atlanta made a move already, but they're, I think you're right, generally in a holding pattern to see whether they're a legitimate buyer or a seller. Could go either way.
John, is there enough bullpen help to go around with all these teams that are still alive?
There is a pretty significant number of bullpen pieces that are out there. Excuse me. So I do think that there's plenty of bullpen pieces out there. And I think if you're looking for starting pitching, you might be in trouble. But, you know, beyond Kimbrel, there's several other relievers that are out there that are pretty good. You know, I like Gibbons from Colorado. You know, I think it's a pretty good list, generally, of relievers. I think they should be okay there in terms of getting relievers. We'll see about Iglesias from the Angels, Richard Rodriguez from the Pirates.
Right.
Rogers potentially from Minnesota. They've got a few guys. They could trade Kennedy from Texas. So there are a number of relievers out there.
It's John Heyman, guys, talking with us here on Dukes and Bell. So when we talk about, you know, the Mets specifically, not sure what that is. John, what about their arms? I've heard a lot about, you know, DeGrom coming back. At some point he will be back. But do you think that they make a move to add to not only their lineup but maybe their pitching? Because I just don't know if they have enough. Do you feel they do?
I mean, pitching is clearly their need at this point, starting pitching. They were looking for starting pitching anyway, and then DeGrom went out. And we'll see. They haven't put a timetable on DeGrom, so you're hearing rumblings it may be a little while, although the MRI didn't show anything. They're certainly going to be cautious with him. I think the Mets would look at position players if they're versatile, and maybe can play third in some other spots. But the priority is definitely starting pitching, which is troublesome in this market because the starting pitching market is quite weak. There's only maybe a trio of guys that were pretty sure going to be traded. Tyler Anderson with Pittsburgh, Zach Davies with the Cubs, and John Gray with the Rockies. Probably like Gray the best of that trio. They're all solid pitchers, but not big stars. You know, there's a whole host of guys we speculated on, from Scherzer on down, Marquez, but they're all pretty unlikely to be dealt. So if you're looking for starting pitching, you're probably in bad shape.
You think Francisco Lindor was going to be this bad? I mean, I know the Mets have a history of spending big money and watching free agents implode, but I mean, this is pretty dreadful.
I like your honesty. Yeah, they have a history of getting infielders from the Indians who come over and underperform in New York. I don't know whether it's New York or bad timing or what. You wouldn't think of this case because he's right in the prime of his career. But, you know, Roberto Alomar, a Hall of Famer, was pretty dreadful for the Mets. Carlos Baerga, a really good hitter for the Indians. Not too good for the Mets. But I think Lindor's issue really is that he's putting too much pressure on himself. And, wasn't dealing with it great. He seemed to be coming around before he strained his oblique, and now he's out for several weeks. Yeah, I'm glad. I wish I had $341 million, but I'm glad it's not mine that was spent on Francisco Lindor at this point.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.